Got it tuned to the Texas Standard. Lest anyone miss it, this is a presidential election year, and it's clear that the Trump administration is quite aware of that. In fact, the president has made it clear that he wants to have more of his signature campaign promise realized in concrete before Election Day. You might have heard of the wall. Well, standing in the way is lots of private property down there along the border between Texas and Mexico. But NPR's John Burnett has been reporting that the way the Trump administration is trying to work around this obstacle has many conservationists and folks in South Texas quite upset. Good to see you again, John.
Sure. It's always good to be here, David.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about something that has been described as a string of pearls. Mm-hmm. What is this string of pearls that you're telling us about?
So from Falcon Dam down in South Texas all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, almost 300 miles, there is a network of nature refuges that was created over the past 40 years by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They've spent almost $80 million buying up 135 different properties. They've assembled what they call a string of pearls as a corridor for wildlife, for bobcats and the endangered little spotted cat, the ocelot, deer, all the wild things that need to go back and forth to drink in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is a project that's like 40 years in the making, right?
Exactly. But this is kind of the low-hanging fruit for Customs and Border Protection. So when they looked to build Trump's wall down on the border, The first property they went to was federal land. This is Betty Perez, who is a longtime rancher in South Texas and a member of the Friends of the Wildlife Corridor, which opposes the wall.
The fish and wildlife land is what's being targeted first because it's easy. You know, it's the first thing you can get to without having to worry about all the process of buying land from people.
Now, wait a minute. I thought this was federally protected land.
It is protected land, but Homeland Security has waived 31 different environmental and cultural protection laws to do whatever they want on it. And so they're planning to build through 18 miles of this wildlife refuge. It's 14 square miles of property that could be affected by the wall that they had set aside for decades for the wild critters down there.
You say this wildlife refuge. Which wildlife refuge?
Well, it's the string of pearls. It's all of it.
All of it.
That's right. And you need it all to be a viable wildlife refuge.
Why is that? Could you explain what's going on there?
Well,
these are not contiguous, right?
They're not contiguous because the Rio Grande Valley, as you know, David, has been highly developed in modern times. It's been paved over for shopping centers and housing developments. It's been plowed up for cotton fields and grapefruit orchards. Mm-hmm. And so there's less than 5% of the native habitat bought. U.S. Fish and Wildlife has been buying up farmland, revegetating it, turning it back into natural habitat, and then creating this string of habitats to try to help the wildlife.
So now we have actual construction that's taking place.
It's going on now.
Is anyone trying to stop it?
Well, they don't really have any recourse. But interestingly, I spoke with Henry Cuellar, the Democratic congressman from Laredo. He's the one who inserted language in the appropriations bill that said, hey, wall builders, you can't build in the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge. Mm-hmm. You can't build in the National Butterfly Center. You can't build in Benson State Park. And I interviewed him last week, and he said he had a map of the refuge system on the table in front of him and was realizing for the first time that, hey, there's a lot of other good stuff that is important for the functioning of the wildlife corridor. We may have to carve out some more protected areas and tell them they can't build the wall there.
You know, I remember a lot of these issues coming up many, many years ago, back during the Bush administration, if I'm not mistaken, after 9/11, right? They tried to put up some construction down in South Texas.
Well, they actually did. I mean, George Bush put up 55 miles of fence down there. And at the time, the manager of the whole South Texas Wildlife Refuge for Fish and Wildlife complained about it. And he wrote a report that said, this is an inappropriate use of this property. That was Ken Merritt, who since retired.
Back then, and I don't think it's any different than now, we had a very narrow refuge. And when it's so narrow, basically, if you cut that in half with a fence that really can't be accessed or crossed by terrestrial wildlife, you have a big problem.
if you put that fence up and there's flooding down there, I mean, they have hurricanes that go through right. the Rio Grande Valley and the river comes way up. And there was anecdotally an event in 2012 in which the water rose, the critters could not get out and drowned. And U.S. Fish and Wildlife confirmed to NPR that's exactly what they're worried about.
This is some very important and interesting reporting that John Burnett is doing. He's an NPR correspondent based in Austin, but he's been down at the border spending considerable time watching the Trump administration try to erect its wall in these wildlife areas. John, good to see you, sir. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Happy to be here.